The Heavy Duty Parts Report is brought to you by Find It Parts, your ultimate destination for heavy duty truck and trailer parts. Discover a vast range of parts at finditparts.com. Ready to purchase the parts discussed in today's episode? Head over to finditparts.com and get them right away. You're listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and this is the place where we have conversations that empower heavy duty people. Welcome to another episode of the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin. In early March, I had the opportunity to attend the Technology and Maintenance Council's annual spring meeting in New Orleans this year. It was a great time. While there, I had the opportunity to also go to the exhibition floor and conduct interviews with those suppliers that were there at the show. In this episode, you're going to get to hear three of those interviews. First, we're going to talk about tires with Yokohama. Second, we're going to talk about a total air system protection device from Expello Air Products. And then we're going to conclude this episode with a discussion about wheels, drums, and solving problems for distributors with a unique solution from Accuride. Now, one of the overarching themes that you're going to hear is the value these manufacturers place on serving the trucking industry. In each of their own unique ways, they have demonstrated a real commitment to solving problems for the trucking industry and really providing the trucking industry with products and solutions that empower them to do their important work, which in essence is take care of all of us. Because as we've said many times, the trucking industry is the backbone of society, and without it, our way of life would come to an end. So, first up, let's listen in to my interview with Yokohama Tire.
My name is Dan Funkhauser. I'm the Vice President of Commercial Sales with Yokohama Tire Corporation.
Welcome to the Heavy Duty Parts Report, Dan.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. It's my pleasure.
So we're here and the trucking industry is here. This is a big fleet show. When you think about the trucking industry and you think about its impact on society, what's your viewpoint of that?
Well, almost everything you touch in your daily lives is delivered by a truck. You have the over-the-road line haul trucks, which haul stuff from point A to point B across the country, mm-hmm. all the way down to the small little delivery trucks, the last mile delivery trucks that deliver food to your door, your packages to your door. So about everything you touch now is brought by truck.
And the products that you sell, I know that you sell a wide range of products. So talk about some of the different vocations that you have built tires specifically for.
Well, we're built a tire specifically for the last mile delivery. We have some ultra wide base, which is really more for a fuel business or a weight conscious fleet that's more bulk. We've got some off-road products and some mixed service products that we sell as well. We're big in the refuse business, fuel hauling, line haul, regional. Basically, all the segments are on the business. We have a solution for their needs.
When you have such a global view of the trucking industry and you're serving all of those different segments, how as a company are you going to manage that? Like, what's the approach?
Well, we've developed really what we consider or call Yokohama Smart Solution. And that basically includes what we feel about our product, our people, and our company. Okay. And it's broken down into four pillars. We have longevity, efficiency, availability, and dependability. We have some of the longest original mileage running tires in the marketplace. That takes care of longevity. We are extremely fuel efficient. Our people are extremely agile. We're able to react in the markets. So we're extremely efficient. We're available at all the best dealers across the country, as well as the truck stop market. We're also available at OE Tractor and OE Trailer, so the products are available, and we are dependable. We have the most retreadable casing there is, and our people have all been here for a long time. We have long-standing relationships, and we don't go anywhere. So we are always there when our customers need us. So we are very dependable, not only from a product standpoint, but from a people standpoint and a company standpoint.
So as a dependable company, your customers, they're not just buying tires for the fun of it. There's a need there, right?
Yes.
What kinds of problems come up that over the years you've been able to address those issues, and how has that impacted your customers?
Well, one of their biggest concerns is downtime. You know, they can't afford to be sitting on the side of the road, or they can't afford to not have product. We are available at all the major truck stops. And again, we're available at most large independent dealers. So availability, we're able to get the tires, get the fleet up and running as quick as possible. Also from, you know, fuel economy is now the big, a big push on fuel economy,
right,
with the CARB regulations and other government regulations that are coming out. Yokohama makes an extremely fuel efficient tire. And when it comes to doing the testing, the EPA tests the retreads. They use a Yokohama RY617 casing to test those retreads on for their fuel economy as well.
Right. And so the fuel economy side of it, when you actually see that measurable difference, how does that impact the fleet itself?
Our goal is to be the lowest cost per mile tire there is in the market. And you have to include fuel economy in that equation. Because tires, basically, it's a component that adds more rolling resistance you have, the less fuel economy that you can get out of a tire.
Right.
So we basically want to have a very, very streamlined and fuel-efficient product. Helps out with their bottom line. They have a ton of issues that they have to fight with.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of things that are concerns, driver costs, maintenance costs in general. If we can increase their fuel economy and add to their bottom line that way, that's something in our favor.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Can you just talk to me a little bit about one of the customers that you've helped recently? Tell me what the situation was, and how did you deploy all of these solutions you've been talking about to really make a difference for them?
Well, there's a very big fuel hauler that we do business with, and we've been trying to get into their fleet for a number of years, and we couldn't really get along. We had some issues, we just couldn't get in there.
Yeah.
They spec a lot of new trucks, and they spec the ultra wide base. They chose to go with Yokohama's ultra wide base, so we got our way into the fleet through the OE section.
Okay.
We also gave them a OE spec credit on their national account, which we applied to their national account.
Mm-hmm.
They had to spend that money over the road or through a dealership in order to use that credit up.
Right.
So we took care of their OE fitment, and we took care of their replacement sales with one transaction at the OE level. And the good thing about Yokohama, we are available at all levels of business. We make ourselves available if our fleet wants to spec our product. We can get the product for them to spec.
Yeah, it really sounds like you're a solution-based company and that you're looking at supporting the entire trucking industry. So from that perspective, as an advocate of the industry, thank you so much. And thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You've been listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. My name is Jamie Urban. I've been with Dan Funkhauser, VP of Commercial Sales at Yokohama Tire. If you would like to learn more about their heavy duty products, head over to yokohamatruck.com. Dan, again, thanks for being on the Heavy Duty Parts Report.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
That was my interview with Yokohama, and as you can see, they are truly dedicated to providing the trucking industry with solutions that do a number of things. One, they're dedicated to providing tires that help improve fuel efficiency. They're also very, very focused on providing consistent distribution of their product so that no matter where someone finds themselves, that product is readily available. So if they do have a tire blowout, they will be able to get a replacement tire quickly and get back on the road. We're going to take a quick break now to hear from our sponsors. And when we get back from our break, we're going to listen in to the other two interviews that I conducted at TMC. We'll be right back. Are you deferring maintenance because of filter cost or availability? Or worse yet, are you trading down to no-name filters to try to save a few bucks? Either way, you're rolling the dice. The good news, there's a new premium filter option for fleets, Hank's Filtration. If you're responsible for a fleet, you won't believe how much using Hank's filters will save you. But you've got to go to heavydutypartsreport.com/Hank's to find out more. That's heavydutypartsreport.com/HENGST. Head there now. This episode of the Heavy Duty Parts Report is brought to you by Find It Parts, your ultimate destination for heavy duty truck and trailer parts. Discover a vast range of parts at finditparts.com. Don't spend hours a day looking for parts. Instead, visit finditparts.com and get them right away. We're back from our break. Before the break, we talked about tires. Now we're going to shift gears and we're going to focus on the air system of commercial trucks. Listen in to my conversation with Expello Air Products.
Hi, my name is Jeff Selby, and I am the owner of Expello Air Products and D&D Instruments.
Jeff, welcome to the Heavy Duty Parts Report.
Yeah. Thanks, Jamie.
Glad to have you here.
Yeah.
Before we talk about Expello and the products that you sell, I'd like to talk a little bit about the different segments of the trucking industry that you serve and why are they so important to society at large?
Well, I mean, trucking industry is important to society in general because it's how we move things around. It's how we get rid of things we don't want.
Garbage.
Garbage, for instance. Yeah, we do a lot of work with waste hauling fleets. All sorts of different types of fleets that deliver fuel and deliver all sorts of different products. So we keep them running, and we think that's pretty important.
Yeah. I mean, nothing like the whole COVID time really highlighted how important the trucking industry is. I think a lot of people in the general public got to see why that was important. I think we always knew at our hearts, but then we got to be called essential workers. So that was great. So let me ask you something, Jeff. When it comes to the different segments of the trucking industry that you serve, what are some of the common problems that they encounter?
Well, so ARC's bellow valve really works within the compressed air system.
Right.
And every compressed air system makes water, just kind of, it's part of physics.
Yeah.
And so ultimately, that can cause all sorts of problems downstream. Up in Minnesota, where we're from, or Alberta,
Canada,
where
yeah.
you are, yeah, it's going to be frozen in the wintertime.
Right.
But even down here in New Orleans, they end up with water and contaminants in the air system, and has a lot of downstream effects.
Yeah,
can be negative.
Let's talk about the downstream effects. So think of the air system. What does the air system power?
Was it power? Well, primarily brakes.
Brakes.
It's first there for safety.
Yeah, kind of important, right?
Right, yeah. And so it's obviously the most important feature, but, you've got air ride suspensions, you've got... It can be an input for like a fan clutch. It can power the automated manual transmissions.
Yep.
There's all sorts of components that rely on clean, dry air.
Yeah. And when those contaminants get in there, what can be the kinds of problems that causes?
Okay. Well, so take a waste hauler, for instance. You think about like a residential waste hauler is stopping in everybody's driveway. So the driver's really riding the brakes a lot during the day. Causes the compressor to run a lot. It's a real high air use application. And ultimately, that air dryer starts to get a little ineffective as the day goes on. It's passing through a lot of wet, dirty air. So what happens is that can get into the different pneumatic switches that run the features of the body and cause them to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, again, and if the tanks aren't being drained regularly, it can also freeze up in the wintertime. And that means the truck doesn't move in the morning, which means your garbage doesn't get picked up.
Yeah.
Which, again, people like.
Yeah, people like
that. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so those are the problems. What kind of a solution have you developed at Expello to solve that problem? How does it work?
Well, so it's pretty simple. It would replace a manual drain. And what a lot of fleets will say is, hey, those aren't getting drained as regularly as they should. So what this will do is every 5 minutes, it opens for 1 second and just blows out whatever contaminants have formed in the tank. So it's water, it's dirt, it's passed through oil, it's corrosion, it's things like that that can then cause problems down the line and eventually end up in downtime for the vehicle.
Right. So what is a good time for a fleet to look at that? Like when you think of, especially if you're in a colder climate, this is not something you want to be addressing in January, right?
Usually if you've let it get to January, you're probably already experiencing some problems. So yeah, there's never really a bad time of year to take a look at your air system. Typically fleets will go through a lot of extra steps in the late fall to prepare for winter. And that's a great time to look at whether Expello could be a good fit for you too.
Yeah, exactly. Walk me through what a fleet evaluation looks like when Expello starts talking, maybe through a distributor or you're talking to a fleet, they're having a problem. Like, how do you go to evaluate the whole fleet and make your recommendations?
Well, so typically what they'll do is, we hear from fleets all the time that say, we have geared air system practices, this isn't an issue for us. And
right.
and I'm sure that's true a lot of the time.
Or they believe it to be true.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And but a lot of times, you'll also hear them say, yeah, we didn't think it was an issue until we pulled the cord on one of these trucks.
Right.
And all of a sudden it was like a hose going off in the garage.
It's supposed to be air and it's just
water. And it's water.
Yeah.
High pressure water going all over the place. So that's usually a pretty good indication that something in your process is not running correctly. And then that's really just right there. That's where we're a good fit.
Exactly. So once they've installed Expello, what is the economic impact on them? Because if they had those issues, we know that the really water in the tank is a symptom. It's not actually all of the problem.
Right.
So how does, once they install this simple solution, does it impact their total cost of operation after they've implemented it?
Okay, well, really the big thing is just less downtime, right? We want to increase their uptime by making sure that the road calls that they were having because, they had, a frozen brake line. The road call they had because the automated manual transmission has started to fail and the truck doesn't shift.
Right.
Those go away. You know, the Expello will get rid of those the contaminants that are causing those issues, and they'll notice it in their uptime.
Yeah, fantastic. You've been listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and I've been with Jeff Selby, president and owner at Expello and D&D Instruments. If you want to learn more about this particular product, go over to expelloairproducts.com. Links will be in the show notes. Jeff, thank you so much for being on Heavy Duty Parts
Report. Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
This is truly a very simple product, and yet it has a big impact on making sure that the air system is not contaminated with water. One of the things I like about this product specifically is that it doesn't really require the driver or the technician to do anything. It works automatically, keeps purging that water and debris out of the air system, and that prevents upstream and downstream issues inside of the air system, which of course lowers total cost of operation. When you're operating commercial equipment, you do have to put a fair amount of attention on your wheels and, even more importantly, on your wheel end components. My next interview is with Accuride. Now, Accuride has a wide range of products that span both the wheel side of it and the wheel end side of it. And in that conversation, I really think that it's important for us to remember how selecting high-performing products has an immediate impact on your total cost of operation. And Accuride provides a wide range of products to meet all the different needs of the trucking industry, regardless of what those needs are, from the highest performing, highest quality products to value products that might be applicable in certain vocations. What was really interesting about this conversation, though, is the additional things that Accuride is doing to specifically provide support to their distributors so that their distributors can get the products into the hands of those that need it the most, which is, of course, owner-operators and fleets that are operating commercial trucks and trailers. Listen in to my interview with Accuride.
Hi, I'm Jane Orr. I'm the Senior VP of Sales for the Americas for Accuride Corporation.
Jane, you're finally on the Heavy Duty Parts Report.
Yay! Finally!
I've been looking forward to our conversation. You know, before we get into the products, I wanted to talk a little bit about just Accuride's view of the trucking industry, right? Like, the industry is so important. If you work in the industry, you know that. But for those who maybe are just trying to learn about the industry, they're getting exposed to it maybe for the first time, why is this industry so important?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, anything that you receive most likely came through from a truck, right? And so without the trucking industry, and I think that became really apparent during the COVID lockdown, you know, like we all learned that we were essential workers. I guess we didn't know that before COVID, although, this is actually going to be my 35th year in this industry, and I don't want to do anything else. Yeah. It's just an honor to make parts for the trucking industry and our hardworking truck drivers. And love it.
Yeah, and over the years, I've been in the industry 26 years now, and the people, the way that they are, just the way that they are oriented in their life, the way that they treat one another, it is fantastic. And you really saw that come out when times are tough.
Yes.
Like heavy duty people go to work when times are tough.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. I feel the same way, and when I come to these events like this, even people that I used to work with, or what you run into the same people, they might go to a different company, but they don't leave the trucking industry.
That's
because
right.
we are, you can still have good relationships, and that's hard to do in a lot of industries now.
Yeah. So give me an overview of Accuride and its position in the industry so that people really understand which segments of the industry you're working in.
Sure. So we have three separate divisions. So our main wheel division, Accuride Steel Aluminum Wheels, we're the only provider of steel and aluminum wheels, and we provide those to all of the segments of the industry, whether it's Class 8, Class 5 through 7, even some light truck stuff,
okay,
trailer, and then all of the segments of trailer. So if it's a dry van or a reefer or a tanker, you know, pretty much you'll see Accuride products on all of those things. We have our Gunite, which is our wheel end division, and we make those in the United States. So those are in Rockford, Illinois. Those are wheel end products, hubs, drums, slack adjusters. And then we have an offshore program. KIC is our brand, and we bring in offshore wheel end products as well.
Right. So, and for all the years that I sold parts, like, there is a need for that different levels of product, because when you are dealing with that many vocations, there are appropriate times for certain products, and mm-hmm. others are, you can use a different product.
Correct. Yeah. And having, like, especially during the pandemic, having the option when container prices went to $30,000 and it was almost too expensive to bring products in from offshore, we had our domestic products that mm-hmm. we could sell. So having, having an offshore partner for when that pricing is good, and being able to flex, so we offer the best solutions to our, all of our customers.
Now, I used to work for distributors that bought product from you, and we were able to go into the field and work with fleets. When you think about the kinds of challenges that fleets have, your company has taken, even though you're selling parts, you've taken kind of a unique approach to provide something more. Can you tell me about what that is?
Sure. So, we're always looking to, especially now with the electrification, right? So what can we do to provide a better product? And we know that those batteries are adding weight to the vehicle. So what can we do to lightweight our products? One of the truck manufacturers asked us if we could make a wheel that would actually be a little bit wider width, but a little bit lighter weight,
right?
So that it fit their application for electrification. So we're always working with the OEMs to find out what is it that we can offer differently. The one advantage that Accurite has over some of our wheel competitors is we offer both steel and aluminum wheels. So whether they're looking for, a steel wheel is going to be a little bit heavier, but it's a cheaper option. It's a less expensive option. Or if they're looking for, the highly polished, beautiful aluminum,
right,
wheel, we have that as well.
And those are two such completely different customers, right? And that's why you do need this range of products. But in order to be really successful in the trucking industry, I think it's very important for companies to bring solutions that complement the products that you sell and make your customers more successful. I know Accurite is working on something that is going to do that. Could you tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. So we have a new program called Accurite Global Products. And basically, we would be bringing in containers from offshore.
Right.
And, sometimes people say, hey, when are my parts going to get here? And we'd say, I don't know. Well, now with
a nice range of, 30 to 180 days.
It's on the water. It's coming, I promise. So, no, we have...
Soon isn't a subject or an objective number, is it?
Yeah. So we have launched a program with a provider that allows us GPS tracking, so we can see where that container is on the water. That allows us to know when is it landing. We can clear customs ahead of time. We can reroute when there's a situation like that there was in the Red Sea.
Yes.
We can say, hey... let's send that container a different direction so that it doesn't get held up. So between technology with AI and with GPS, we're able to offer that. The other thing too with working with offshore, there's a lot of pieces to that our customers don't want to handle, whether it's the tariffs or just that whole.
International shipping is a complex business. Like, you have to be a specialist in that alone. And your customers are specialists at moving freight on land.
Right. And we've been doing it for years. And so we want to take that hassle out for our customers. Let us handle that offshore portion for you. And then, we have those relationships with the offshore suppliers, and they don't have to worry. And they come with the same backing of all our products. We're going to stand behind those products.
Right. So give me an example or tell me a story about a recent customer that you know of that you know Accurite was able to step in and provide a solution. Like, what was the situation and how did it all turn out?
I mean, right now the trailer industry is a little bit slow. And so we had a customer come to us and they said, hey, I received an order, but I'm going to need some products shipped in from offshore. I'm going to need it quickly. And, can you meet these timelines? And we were able to jump through the hoops and, using, Accurite Global Tracking, we were able to get the products in time, and they were able to deliver the trailers. So So with a shorter lead time, you don't have the long backlogs that they had before. We're able to react quickly.
Right. And that is significant because especially when times are a little tougher, like they've been over the last few months, like for your customer, that sale was an important sale.
Exactly.
And that had a positive impact on their business. So you leveraging that on their behalf brings so much more value than just the high quality product that was also delivered.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, that's fantastic. If there's just one thing you want people to remember about AccuRide, what's that one thing?
Well, one thing is, and I hear this all the time, is when I've talked to customers, like, we just don't have any trouble with your products. And that is something that all of us at AccuRide, you know, love to hear, right? We have a reliable product. They just don't have to worry about it. They know they're getting good quality. And, you know, so that's something that we're all super proud of.
We don't have any problems with you is probably one of the highest praises you can get in the trucking industry.
Yep. I love hearing it.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yep.
You've been listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. My name is Jamie Irvin, and I've been with Jane Orr, the Senior VP of Sales of the Americas at AccuRide. If you want to learn more about AccuRide, visit AccuRideCorp.com. Links are in the show notes. And Jane, thank you so much for taking
time.
Thank you.
Really great to have you
on the show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Well, that brings us to the conclusion of this episode. In this episode, we focused on heavy-duty part solutions that are solving specific problems for fleets and owner-operators alike. Make sure you head over to heavydutypartsreport.com. Click the follow button, sign up to our weekly email. You get one email a week, so you never miss out on our content. If you like listening to the podcast on your podcast player of choice, make sure that you follow us. If it gives you the option, a 5-star rating and a review really helps us to spread the word. And if you like watching the video version, don't forget to subscribe and click the bell notification on our YouTube channel so that you get all of the new videos that are coming out. Thank you again so much for listening to this episode. And as always, I want to encourage you to be heavy duty. HDA Truck Pride is the heart of the independent parts and service channel. They have 750 parts stores and 450 service centers conveniently located across the U.S. and Canada. Visit heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride today to find a location near you. Again, that's heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride, and let the heart of the independent service channel take care of your commercial equipment.